You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. So happy to have you here. And today's topic, this is going to be great. Today's topic is this, why I don't set goals. I know, I sip on life, but I do not set goals. I used to set goals all the time. And I'm not saying that I'm not all about being very conscious in my decision-making, very active in what I'm doing, very proactive, and really being all about getting her done. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about traditional goal setting and why I no longer set goals. So if this is you today and you're one of these people who sets goals, let me tell you, there may be a new way to look at it that will absolutely take you to the next level when it comes to results, my dear. Results, getting the desires of your heart. Because let's face it, that's really what it's all about. Life is about living your desires, right? It's about living your dreams. And so many of us aren't doing that. So many of you are not doing that. That may be you today. And you're like, no, I am not living my dreams. In fact, I don't really even know what I desire. Well, let me tell you, I've got something great in store for you today. So this is why I don't set goals. Years ago, I was preparing for the new year, looking at my long list of goals, my stack of goals. This is what I'm going to accomplish this year. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm hoping for. But I was using the word hope in a more traditional sense of like wishful thinking, okay? I was like, every year is like, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna make these changes, and I'm gonna make all these changes, and I'm gonna do it on January 1st. And I was like, it felt heavy, and it didn't feel compelling, and it felt uninspiring, and I felt disempowered, and I was like, you know what? I desire something else. There's got to be a different way. Because obviously I've been trying this every single year, and every single year I tell myself, if I don't reach my goal, then it's because somehow I wasn't enough, okay? And I was tired. I was tired of that. I was tired of the way it was going. And I said, this is enough. And all of a sudden I heard in my heart, I heard the voice of God, and I heard three words. Those three words were conscious, grateful, and fearless. I know, that's it. Conscious, grateful, and fearless. And I said, okay, I am not going to set a single goal this year. And instead, I'm going to put my focus on the desires of my heart. I'm going to focus on being conscious. I'm going to focus on being grateful. And I'm going to focus on being fearless. And guess what? I created more massive results and change in my life that year than I had ever done previously. Now, I will tell you, in the previous years, I still accomplished and achieved a lot, but it was more like grind, 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 hard, hard, hard. It wasn't enjoyable. It wasn't inspiring. Where that year, let me tell you, it was phenomenal. There was effortless ease because I finally got conscious about what I was desiring, and I got conscious about what I was desiring to create. And I'm telling you, my dear, it changed everything. So from that day on, since then, and this was several years ago, I no longer set goals, but I will tell you what I do. I am committed to change. I'm committed to growing. I'm committed to expanding, and I'm committed to becoming all that I desire to be and to become. And in that process, there's such inspired creativity that I'm telling you, if you really focus in on what I'm telling you here and stop beating yourself over the head with a process and a framework that simply does not work and try something new. If you want to create something new, you must try something new. And you know what? I'm going to say go beyond even try. Simply do. Step all in. Consciously set an intention. Go all in with it and watch what happens. At the time I'm recording this, there are 15 days left in 2017. At the time that you're listening to this, I don't know how many days are left in 2017 or if we're in 2018, 2019, whatever it is. Wherever you are in your year, get fully present and fully engaged in your today and watch what happens. I'm telling you, this works. Get conscious about the changes that you desire and begin to create them. I'll tell you what, I could go on and on about this because this is so powerful. I'm going to do another podcast tomorrow on this, okay? And I'm going to continue talking about the three secrets for change that will absolutely exponentially change your life and allow you and empower you to create massively today in this day as well as in the days to come. I sure hope this helps you today. I believe it will with all my heart. It's helped me. It's changed my life. And I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart it can change yours as well. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. If you weren't going to set another goal, but you said, you know what? This is my intention. This is my desire. My desire is to change. Write that down, exactly what your desire is when it comes to changing and creating change. Write that down. That's where we're going to start today. Know what you desire, my dear. And I'm telling you, when you do, it will inspire incredible creative energy. I would sure love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and leave a message, leave a comment, let me know how you're doing. For those of you that have done a rating and review on iTunes and Stitcher, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for that. If you have not yet done a rating or review in iTunes or Stitcher, please go over there and do that. I am beyond grateful. Thank you for allowing me to do what I love to do each and every day, which is to share this message of hope with you and sip on life with you, my dear. Thank you so much. I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.